Hey, welcome back to 94.1 FM 3WBC with Mike O'Connell and Cathy Smalley.
On the Good Earth.
The Good Earth. Very good, Kath. And that was, in fact, successful.
What a lovely segue that was.
Oh, no. Blackbird, I thought. I was going to play something else and I thought, something summery. And then I thought, nah, Blackbird. Yeah, and so I Blackbird. Chucked that on. And then
Summer in the City.
And then, of course, Summer in the City. And, Love and Spoonful, I think it was. Is it?
Yes. No.
So there you go.
One of those songs from my very early years, and I just kind of know.
From the early years.
Oh, well, early 70s before.
Kath Smalley, the early years.
I remember my sisters telling me that.
You know what I remember?
What?
I remember when I was young, the world had just begun. Mm-hmm. I could put that on later. Yeah, you remember you were young with your sisters.
Yeah, and I was into the Monkees. And
at the zoo or the band?
No, the band.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, still like them, actually.
At the zoo or the band?
No. Although I don't mind them at the zoo. They're quite amusing.
Yeah.
Gibbons.
The funky Gibbon.
Mm. Yep. But, when I was all of,
six?
Yeah, six or something, the Monkees must have just come out and my elder sister informed me that the Beatles were far more successful than the Monkees and I didn't know who the Beatles were.
Well, the Monkees were a made-up band.
Yeah.
They were made up for
were.
The television series.
Yes, they were.
And then they had to go and learn how to play the instruments.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Apart from one of them, I can't remember now. And, of course, Nesbitt, his mum invented liquid paper.
Was it? I thought it was George Harrison's mum.
No, Nesbitt.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
So, claim to fame.
If I could get my iPod to work, iPad to work, device.
Yeah, I saw some idiot a couple of years ago trying to use whiteout on his computer screen.
Stupid. No,
I didn't really. It was one of those old sort of, you can't tell. Well, Bitalonian, that's what they used to do on Hey Hey Saturday, Bitalonian jokes.
Yes, they did.
Because
yes.
you couldn't, because when all the PC stuff came in.
The
fictitious thing, Bitalonia. And they had a surprisingly familiar rock accent, you know. Or to be sure.
Yeah. That's very good.
Yep. We're talking about irrigation.
So pop-up sprinklers in the back and as much as I don't actually like drip irrigation on veggies, I'm going to use drip irrigation because I've got two tanks set up.
Why don't you like drip irrigation on veggies? You're a coffee little thing this morning, aren't you?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
Because I had I've got four raised beds that we put into a new garden in East Brunswick.
Yeah.
And they kept failing.
And you've been breathing the dust, have you?
No, it's just my early morning
cough.
Mm. I'm on holiday mode, you see, so I don't get up until
like 10 minutes before the show.
Well, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? We have to start at 10 o'clock.
I know, but
here in your sleep?
This is the first. Well, you should. Funny you should say that because I got off at Middleborough Road instead of Elgar and I'm driving up Whitehorse Road thinking, oh, where's the town hall?
Oh, you.
And you know why I did it? Because I've been working on a garden in Glen Waverley for about six weeks before Christmas. So creature of habit, go up the Eastern Freeway because I have to come up the Eastern Freeway to get the studio.
Yeah, I've done things like that.
And because Jenny lives off Middleborough Road, thinking I'm coming to the studio to do this with you, I'm heading up Middleborough. I'm just going up the freeway going Middleborough Road.
I started driving the family, not the current family, but I started driving, my mum and dad and everything. We're going somewhere. And they said, where are you going? And I went, I'm not going to my ex-girlfriend's, am I? Yeah.
I picked up my dad and his wife from the airport once because my stepmum's from Belgium, from Antwerp, and picked them up and said, I'll take them back to they're in Cranbourne. So, but I'm originally a Trelgan girl, so I just kept going. And Dad woke up in the car. Of course, they've had a 27-hour flight or whatever it was. And he wakes up in the car and he says, what are you doing?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so back to my garden.
Yeah, so irrigation. Yeah, so you've done all the irrigation.
I've done the pop-ups.
Done the pop-ups,
yep. And that's off the pump system.
So why'd you use and the batteries because it's a little battery system because it's too far away to plug in?
Because it's just simple, because then I don't have to muck around with solenoids and things. And there's only one. I mean, if you had multiple stations, I'd go solenoids and do the whole.
Okay, yep. So it's a nice simple system.
But it's just, it's a really nice simple system. We put them in all the time for clients. And if you were inclined to do it.
So it has got a solenoid, though, to turn it on and off, hasn't it?
Well, it would be within the timer itself.
Oh, yeah.
So you're literally just screwing the timer.
Oh, it's one of those ones. Yeah, I know what you mean now. Yeah.
So like a timer you'd put on a
like a timer set for the very first time.
Yep. Oh my goodness, that's a yeah. So, excuse me, I am crying. Oh,
you
this are, morning.
Yeah, little Miss Coffee. We're going to call you now.
Oh, right.
And not the, type you drink.
Not the type you drink. I've cut down on my coffee, actually.
That's probably what the problem is.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so that's on the pump system. So that so we've got enough pressure for the sprinklers. And out the front where I don't like drip irrigation, but I do have access to 2,500 litres.
You were saying that you don't like drip irrigation because you put in some raised garden beds for a client.
And they kept failing. And
well, it kept bursting open?
No, but I did have that happen in another garden, actually.
I've had that happen in my place several times.
It actually the pressure's just split too the high. Pipe. Not, not the joins, the actual membrane of the pipe.
Burst out. That's one of the problems with drip irrigation is you've got to get the pressure
reducer.
Pressure reducers down low enough.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It can be a real issue.
Anyway, so when I replanted this client's garden with seedlings for, I think, the third time, and suggested they hand water them, and lo and behold, it took off.
Oh, there you go.
I think your theory of planting right next to each dripper hole is a good principle.
Well, the other thing too is one of the problems with dripper systems and automatic systems, they're brilliant. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love them. They're great. However, there's always a however. You tend not to go out and look at your garden as often.
No, because discover
things. Are there any problems? Is the system still working?
Do I have cauliflower?
Do you have cauliflower, which we'll get to in a moment? You know, have the plants fallen over? Is there something eating them?
Yes.
Is that ready to eat? You know, are the birds getting stuck?
Yeah. So I do like hand watering for that reason.
Hand watering is though it takes a while, and I don't necessarily hand water all the time, but hand watering, in the last couple of days with the heat, you get out there and you actually have a look at stuff and you go, oh, where'd that come from? Oh, you know, I didn't see that. Oh, that's really, I better keep an eye on that. Or,
you're quite right.
Yeah, you spray the hose and 40 million whitefly appear and you go, I've got to do something about those, you know, that sort of thing. So
when does it end?
No, no, it's just, I was thinking about you and the whiteflies the other day when a cloud of whiteflies flew up and I went, do I really want to put sticky yellow bits of paper out here? And then I thought, I know, I'll get the industrial vac out. I'll vacuum them up. I haven't tried it yet, but yeah. And I thought, that's pretty cruel. And I thought, no more cruel than sticking to a piece of yellow paper.
Well, I've got, I think, about 8 yellow paper sticky things at the moment. And I went to hand water last night in this heat and turned on the, had to kneel down and get to the tap that's on the tank.
Yep.
And I was surrounded and covered in a swarm of
that's probably why you're coughing. You've been breathing whitefly.
Oh, probably. Yeah, it's probably whitefly.
Whitefly lung.
Oh, whitefly lung. There you go. That's the other thing I've been noticing lately is pear and cherry slug on my plum tree. I do have plums.
Oh, say that again.
Pear and cherry slug on my plum tree.
Very good. Very good. I thought you were going to muck it up this
second. And I have plums.
Yeah, you have plums. Excellent. I got some plums from my brother's place. They're beautiful. Made some jam. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But yeah, so cauliflowers. I've got cauliflowers.
Yeah, so in hand watering the garden, which is a really good thing to do, if you can do it consistently. If you're not doing it consistently,
that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. That is the problem. And that would be why Kath doesn't have any lettuces in her garden at the moment.
Really?
And she has very poor-looking tomato plants that are doing nothing because she hasn't been out there. She's been too busy doing other things. Got rocket that's growing, but that doesn't require irrigation, so...
Right. Yeah.
But in hand watering the other day, because I'm not very good on the brassicas, I've managed to get my first lot of broccoli this year, and I now have a swarm of seeds of broccoli, which I'm going to throw in the direction somewhere. Actually, I might even do that, not this weekend, actually, maybe tomorrow. When's the change due?
This afternoon, I thought.
Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow I might throw the broccoli seeds into the bed of lettuces that is not doing anything at all.
Cast them to the four winds.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And in doing that, I found cauliflower.
There you go.
Because I had one half the bed with broccoli.
This is the woman who said she can't grow cauliflower, she can't grow cabbage, she can't throw... But now you've turned into the brassica queen.
And then Dominic, the Italian... what are the guys that sow?
Taylor,
that's the one.
Taylor.
He said, just put it in the ground. I can't even do the accent, so useless. He said, you just put it in the ground, it grows. So anyway, so now I have...
it'd sound like Mario Brothers or something.
Would it? So I've got one... I had this rather large and tight and very hard yellowy-looking cauliflower. So And my husband actually said to me, Brian said to me, I reckon that one might be past it.
Okay. No, the yellow ones actually aren't too bad. It's just the yellowing's because it's been in the sun.
Oh, it's what been they out do commercially.
And commercially, what they do is they snap the leaves and cover them over so the sun doesn't get to them.
Okay.
And that keeps them white.
Okay, so they're trying to start to photosynthesize or something.
Well, as they mature, they start to yellow in the sun.
Yeah.
And then the seeds all burst forth. Because they're just a seed head, right?
Okay.
So the idea is, like I said, commercially they break the leaves, or you can do it the garden yourself.
Yeah,
break two of the outer leaves. Just
cover it. So
it's not getting as much light. Okay. It's sort of like blanching celery.
Yeah. Okay.
They heal the dirt up around celery to keep it white.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
It's the same
there
thing.
There you go. All right. Yep. Yeah. So I've got all these little cauliflowers coming on now, and somebody said to me, "Are they in season?" I said, "I don't know. I'll ask Mike."
Well, they sort of are. They'll yeah. Depending on the weather, they'll grow almost. You can get varieties that grow almost any time of the year.
Oh, so a bit like lettuce, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was cauliflower soup in the place I went to for lunch yesterday. So
was it nice?
I didn't have it. I had the calamari.
I love cauliflower.
Salad.
I love cauliflower.
I love when it's I think it's a bit like, well, we've discussed this before, and my fury gets blown because I'd say broccoli is one of those things that I like when it's organic, but everything tastes better when it's organic.
Especially if it comes out of the garden fresh.
Yeah, when it's been harvested, two minutes later.
The best, absolute best, and I'm not just saying this because I'd made it, but the best, what's that stuff they make with cabbage? Not sauerkraut, the other stuff, coleslaw, that I ever tasted was from a fresh cabbage. We're having a party.
Yep.
I went out and I picked the sugarloaf cabbage that I had in the garden, shredded it up, a little bit of purple cabbage. I actually bought the purple cabbage, but a bit of carrot and just a touch of dressing.
Mm.
Because the problem is you get the commercial stuff and it's just like
it's
soup,
just swamped.
Right? Yeah, it's just soup with your kids. Mm. And just tossed it around, a little bit of salt, pepper, and it was just, oh, really?
Yeah.
This is what it's supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And people just scoffed it up. They just, oh, it was so nice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you make it with fresh stuff like that, and now, coleslaw at home, even if you buy cabbage, you only need a quarter of a cabbage for
oh, so tiny, it goes so far.
Yeah, but don't overload it with the dressing.
Yeah,
and
don't drench it.
Yeah, just buy whatever your favourite dressing is. Even mayonnaise will do it. But and just coat it very lightly, and it's just delightful.
Mm.
It's just absolutely delightful. But nobody does it. Well, I went to a restaurant a while ago, mate's wedding actually, and that was sort of like a buffet sort of arrangement, and they had the same thing. It was just a light bit of dressing, and why would you grow beautiful, fresh tasting vegetables and then just drown them in a salty mess, like liquid?
Because we're used to, or in my childhood, I was used to being served up frozen stuff from Coles New World Deep Freeze, so you drowned it in sauce.
Well, that's true.
To mask
no,
the flavor.
No, but I mean, but
so you,
yeah, what
you
they
get
sell
used
as,
to doing it.
What
yeah.
they sell as coleslaw and stuff like
it's
that.
It's not coleslaw.
It's just... Well, it is, but it's not very good. Anyway, so that's...
I've got cauliflower growing in my garden and not much else,
and I love
actually.
Raw cauliflower. I like raw cauliflower. When I'm cooking cauliflower, all the bits that break off, I eat them all. And they're really nice.
I'm going to go home. We're having barbie tonight because I assume it's going to be really hot.
And even cabbage, when you're slicing up the cabbage, you have a bit of cabbage, and if it's fresh and everything, it's sweet.
Yep.
And everything, it's quite nice as well.
Yeah, just doesn't taste like... Like the manufactured carrots are just like blowing up water.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We've run out of carrots now. It's so disappointing.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know. And we've got some carrots. I went, what are these? Orange sticks.
Yeah. Well, it's like looking at insipid
with a
tomatoes.
With a special cardboard flavour.
Yes. Yep. They're the ones, that cultivar. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so cauliflowers, not much lettuce happening because I haven't been out there watering. And quite frankly, I've got the four beds for the rotation in the front garden.
Yep.
And the two raised beds always do really well. And the two other beds, rockets about it. So I'm thinking maybe broccoli next year.
Fair enough.
So I can't do a true crop rotation. I've got apples starting to form, and you've got apricots.
I have got apricots, and we'll talk about those.
I have one.
Yes, I'll talk about those in a minute.
Okay.
I think we should have another track.
Have another track, and then we'll come back and talk about your place.
We might have another two tracks. Who knows?
Just
see how adventurous I get.
Okay.
And this is another segue to the irrigation thing, but a very, very tenuous one. See if you can figure this one out, folks. And Kathy's going to play in the studio. You guys play at home. All right. This is 94.1 FM.
3WBC.
The Good Earth with Mike and Kathy. We'll be back shortly after this little segue.
Enjoy.